Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's look and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 664 down 3/4. Soft May wheat, 596 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. March corn, 439 and 3/4, down 3/4. December, 455 and 3/4, down 1/2. March soybeans, 1341 and 3/4, down 2 1/2. November, 1131, down 2 3/4. March soybean meal, 451.50, down 1/30. March soybean oil, 39.40, down 14. February live cattle, 142.85, down 30. March feeders, 170.67 1/2, now 65, down 7 1/2. And February lean hogs, 86.50, up 15.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
The 25th Annual All-Day Ag Outlook Meeting is sure to attract a crowd. Among those presenting March 4th at the Beef House, Ag and Investment Services' Sue Martin. Also, Murray Wise will give us his thoughts on 2014 land values. And Jonathan Kopress will take us through the key facts of the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And, of course, our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. It's all just $30. And we'll give you a Continental Breakfast, Beef House Lunch, and commemorative 25th anniversary hat. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card to reserve your spot, and you'll receive your tickets in the mail. That's 217-333-7300. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
It's been quite an interesting week. If you were just to take it purely on fundamentals, you wouldn't think prices are where they are. I mean, we had a report on Monday that, if you were just kind enough, you could call it neutral in the soybeans, perhaps. The export sales on Thursday weren't great, especially when you compared them and stacked them up with corn. And yet, we see soybean meal making new highs and new contract highs and new highs for the close as we go into the end of the week. And although we have a little bit of a softness today, but not much, a dime, I can't imagine who wants to get in front of the technical freight train that's the soybean market right now.
Well, and I think that's the biggie right there, Dave, is I think the reports this week, the two different reports, showed us an important market feature, and I think that's where the soybeans rejected the bearish fundamentals all week long, not just Monday's supply-demand report, but also the weather shift in central Brazil, the Chinese cancellations confirmed and maybe more on the way with some GMO material issues, and then the poor weekly export sales yesterday. All these things did not transpire into a technical sell-off and a fundamentally led break that broke through technicals in soybeans, and so that actually strengthened the beans, technically speaking, heading into yesterday's report. And I think part of the reason why the report yesterday was so beneficial to the beans was the market was already factoring in the idea that we needed to build more bean acres in 14 than corn acres. They played it right, and the trade was correct in its assessment, I think. And that was part of the reason fundamentally we were able to turn away from some of these bearish indicators and bearish fundamentals, and not to mention the technicals in the meal, especially like you talked about, really held up very nicely in the midst of all these bearish technicals. So it was a nice week when it came to the rejection of fundamental bearishness, but I have to sit here and think, here we are in the middle of making the February base price. We're right in the meat and the potatoes of the average being made for our crop insurance, and we've got a lot of negative news out there that has not been traded yet. So it gives me a concern that we do have maybe a false floor underneath us, and I hope it lasts all the way till the end of February, but I'm not betting on it.
We do have a three-day weekend coming up with no trade on President's Day on Monday. Gives traders an extra day to think about things, also to look at South American weather yet again and whether or not the heat continues in Brazil during critical pod fill in Mato Grosso do Sul and some other areas. But if you just go purely on technicals, you says this thing can go a bit.
Yeah, and then that's where you really want to, I think, sell into it or hedge into it. And I'm a very big fan of the paper positions now that we're making our February base price, because if the market goes on higher and your revenue per acre for crop insurance base is better than what you lose on your puts, then you are hedging a hedge, essentially. And if you keep your cash sales open for the most part, then you can participate in higher values at the end of the month or the first of March. I think the other key element to this rally has been the change in the outside markets. The investor sentiment, to me, says it's been more inflationary than deflationary for the last three or so weeks, Dave. And I think here again, that cycle may be coming to a short-term end, and we may need to pause and check that situation out. In other words, gold's hit 1320 an ounce. That's the best price since early November. Crude's broken above $101 a barrel. That's the best price since late October. 10-year treasury tips are at the inflation-adjusted tips at 2.2%. That's the highest since mid-January. And the dollar's at a three-week low versus the euro at about the same level against the yen. So we've been running the outside markets in an inflationary bias for almost 3 weeks now, and I think that might be coming to an end, and I definitely think that's been helping the prices for commodities as a whole out quite a bit here.
So we are thinking there is a marketing opportunity there in the soybeans. In the corn, I wonder if 455 and three quarters, and we've been over 460 this week in the December, can this thing go another dime? Is there another dime, or is it just going to chop around? It was 60 sort of the resistance point.
I think it rests with the November beans, and that's what really USDA's report. And because those numbers were, you know, done back in November, there's not a lot of validity to the numbers yesterday.
Right.
But one thing that is valid, I think, is the trade sees the need for keeping bean acres high at the expense of corn, because the carryover, even using the current carryover levels for 13-14, would suggest you're not going to do much better than a 185 carryover in new crop beans, but you can go over 2 billion bushels in new crop corn. And I think that's where, if the Dease corn is going to go higher, it's going to need the help of the November beans until we get to the Agricultural Outlook report, when they freshen these numbers up, which I believe is at the end of next week.
Yeah, it's a week from today when we get the release, or maybe even Thursday night, but somewhere in that window.
Yeah, and so if you really want to push through 465, which is the Bollinger Band, which is some major resistance on December corn, I've got to think, because of yesterday's report, you're going to need the help of the November beans to get that job done.
Oh, we ought to talk a little bit about wheat. That's one that you like to have a conversation about. Is it finding the bottom? It may be. I mean, $6 soft wheat, when we haven't seen that in a while.
No, it's been since December, and, you know, quite frankly, we should have never gone below this price level. We went down below $6. I think we're just now getting back to an undervalue amount right now, with July futures back to $6. I think those crop conditions really say a lot. You're not going to improve the crop conditions much, it doesn't look like, in the month of February, because the southern plains and the central plains look primarily dry. You know, they may warm up a little bit, and we may get a little bit of snow melt out there, but in the western plains, but you're talking about 2 to 3 inches of snow that you're going to get snow melt on. So if you dry out and warm up, you're actually probably going to actually run back into a deficit, and this week's drought monitor showed that. So I think you're still undervalued in the wheat, Dave. I know we have to keep a close eye on the Black Sea, but I think South American crops are still, supplies falling faster than demand, so that kind of counters the European crop and wheat. So my take is, be patient on wheat and let it try and rally another 50 to 60 cents.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Current tick, March corn, 440 down a half. December, 456 down a quarter. March soybeans, 1343 and three quarters down a half. November, 1132 and a quarter, down one and a half. March soybean meal, 452.60 down 20. March soybean oil 39.40 down 14. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.